6 o'clock, call to order the special meeting of the Idyhtowild Board of Directors, April 2nd, 6 p.m. Roll call. Mr. Olson.
Aye.
Mr. Kunkel.
Here.
Mr. Davis.
Here.
Mr. Zabadi.
Here.
Excellent. All present and accounted for. Public comments. Mr. Hunt.
Good evening, Board. I'd like to publicly commend the interim GM on nice work with the fire department and the other two water districts. They've been doing things that his predecessor has not been doing too well on. So I'd like to say good job and thank you.
Thank you.
I'd also like to say now that it seems like a lot of the fires have been put out,
the water is still running.
Huh?
And the water is still running.
Yeah, the leaks have been.
Right.
And I hope that you guys are considering hosting the permanent general manager position soon before his three-month contract runs out. I would hate to see a lot of hiring and firing going on from the interim GM when really it would be better for a permanent GM to do things like that. Somebody that he's got to stay with us here. So hopefully the position for a permanent GM that has field experience and a lot of certifications will be posted. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your comments. I don't see any other public members, unless Mr. Jerome, do you have any comments? Okay, very good. First discussion item is the wastewater treatment plant project status. Mr. Kunkel, any comments on this item?
I just wanted to talk about this here in the open meeting here, that with the progress going on, or hopefully the progress going on, and keeps going on, that we could probably form an ad hoc committee to help keep abreast of things and keep the board abreast and to help things move along.
Okay. Mr. Olson, any comments?
No.
Mr. Davis?
Can I help?
Yes, we would enjoy your help.
Yeah, but I think it's a great idea to have an ad hoc committee.
Okay. Any other comments, Mr. Zabadi?
No.
After I go, you'll be given some time, just a moment. I would actually like to have a special meeting on this where we devote some time. At that time, we could also have on the agenda appointing committee members. But I think it would behoove us to have direction from the board to the general manager, to the ad hoc committee, to really focus on some benchmarks and timelines and try and get some definite agreements from our engineers and from potential contractors, because the longer we take to enter into agreements, the more it's going to cost. And so I think it would behoove us to have a special meeting to try and really codify or state what it is that we want to accomplish, what we're willing to approve, and when we want to have that done by, so that we don't have to come back to the board and come back to the board and come back to the board a month out, a month out, a month out, a month out. If we were to approve things that we didn't need to come back and get an opinion on because we were all in agreement on, that would help the process. So I would propose that we have a special meeting to do that, because we cannot appoint a committee tonight, although there's some variation in that ruling that the president can appoint an ad hoc committee almost any time he pleases. It doesn't need to be an action item. He can do that, but I would rather see that we have a special meeting where we can actually direct the manager and the ad hoc committee what we want them to do and what authority that we give them to make the board's will known to our engineers, our contractors, and our staff. Mr. Sabati.
I think that's a great idea. I think we should have it sooner than later. But I think in preparation for that, since my experience with Nathan showing up is that he says this, he says that, we should come up, or a couple of us should come up, particular issues that we want Nathan to answer and us to decide in advance. So he's totally prepared to give us some answers. And so, and I'm more than willing to come up with some of those questions and give it to our general manager, approach Nathan, to be ready to answer at the time of the meeting.
But once again, that's really nice that you have that, but it would be nicer if the whole board agreed upon those questions and supported those questions and was behind those questions so that they weren't something that oftentimes when you have a committee just appointed and they don't have direction, they come back to you with findings and suggestions and the board says, well, we're not sure about that, but we like this part, but we don't like that part. Whereas if we have a special meeting and tell them, these are the things we want you to accomplish, these are the things that are approved, these are the directions that we want you to pursue, then you don't have this, well, we'll meet again next month and we'll talk about it again because we weren't able to meet this month because we had to go to a poker game or whatever the case may be.
I agree.
So how soon would you like to have that meeting?
Next 2-3 weeks.
Next 2-3 weeks. That sounds great. Now, Mr. Manager, go ahead.
Oh, I think it'd be fine if you had a took the time and appointed a committee and came up with what it is that you're concerned about and when you want the resolution, and let me work with Nate and the CEQA people and the tribal consultant people and lay out what can be accomplished, when it can be accomplished, and get this expedited as soon as possible. Do you want to have a special meeting, or do you want to have that be part of the regular meeting?
No, I don't want a part of the regular meeting, because if we have it as part of the regular meeting, it might get pushed to the end, and we get tired, and we get frustrated, and we just want to say, we'll talk about this again later. If we have it as a special meeting and our only focus, then I think we can get these things done and set in a reasonable amount of time.
Okay. Just let me know when you want the special meeting and we'll write it up.
Some Wednesday.
Wednesday. I agree with Wednesday.
Some Wednesday.
Well, I may go away for 2 weeks.
We could have it then.
No.
Why don't we set it up in 3 weeks?
3 weeks?
Yeah. May 1st, because our regular meeting ever 17.
Okay. I'm good with May 1st. Mr. Kunkel?
I guess that's a month away, I guess. So
good.
I'd like it. Oh, if you all agree, I'd rather sooner than later. So, because in 2 weeks is our regular meeting then?
Mm-hmm.
So it'd either have to be next week or the week
after. We could give the manager 2 weeks to talk to Nate and get some of the stuff that they're willing to commit to already. And then by the 1st, we would have what they have, and then the committee could have, we could appoint the committee and give the committee direction on what they've handed to us.
Yeah. I mean,
go ahead.
One of the things that we discussed the last time we discussed, when you approached Nathan and we had the subject, what the board wants, if I can speak in the name of the board, is we want certain dates, not this stuff, maybe May, maybe later, I don't know when. I want some kind of commitment on his part. The stuff that he's supposed to do is going to be done by X date, etc. I would like that to come out of your meeting from Nathan. And if he pushes those dates down, I'm going to be very hard on him. Let me put it that way. Because there are other solutions here. So one solution is to get another contractor and charge him for the difference, charge him for how much more it's going to cost us to finish this stuff. This idea that you postpone everything 3-4 months, I think we come to an end, as far as I'm concerned.
Mr. Davis, any comments?
None.
Okay.
I think last time you talked to Nate, or maybe it was his he expressed that it'd probably be 3 months, 2 months, till this the 30% was all completed. Is my memory serving right?
Maybe May, probably June.
Maybe June. That's what you said.
Maybe May, probably June is what I recall him saying. Have I locked him into June 23rd? No. And we can try and get as finite as we can. But for example, we had a conference call today with Nate and a couple of consultants that handle the tribal consultation. Right? So we sent out a consultation letter inquiry to 12 different tribes. That they have 30 days to respond. That closes on April 13th. So far, we've received only one response from the 12 tribes. And we are in the process of drafting up the letter that we will send them saying, okay, we see that you're interested. Would you like to meet? Would you like to just describe what you want? Sometimes tribes that are familiar with this, there may only be one. There might be more than one. The one, and all of them still have time to respond by April 13th. If there's only a few and they're experienced in dealing with this type of work, they may already have their boilerplate that they can just send to us and say, this is what we want, and they don't need a meeting. They don't have an interest of coming and viewing the site. So they have until April 13th. We have 30 days to respond to them. I intend to get it out within the week after April 13th. And I think the best way is to call the tribes. And they have a representative that deals with these things. Call them up and see when we can meet or whatever actions we can take to expedite. Once that consultation is done with them, then the CEQA can be published. And we need to expedite that as best we can. But there's a whole process that protects tribal rights. And so we have to follow that process.
You know, it's a guy you dealt with, Brian Smith.
Who's Brian Smith?
No, it's never mind. Sorry. On that somebody, that's score, who we use with ICC.
I don't want to so long maybe. On that score with CEQA, we had a lot of problems with the CEQA, the strawberry project to begin with. So just a suggestion, before they finalize the CEQA, forgetting about the Indian point, our attorney should look at it, whether it's adequate or not.
Right, we will review it before it's sent to the public for comment. So yes, we will expedite as fast as we can. And that's the way I like to work, but we have to give the tribes the time to do their process.
Great, so we're having a special meeting on May 1st. By May 1st, we expect a great update. We're having a regular meeting in April, which is the 18th. 17th. Looked at the wrong day. If you have any information on that, that'd be great. But by May 1st, we would like a lot of information.
Okay, so by May 1st, you want a great update, and by April 17th, you want
a little quick update.
Okay, quick update.
Excellent. If there's no other comments on discussion item number one, great. We've given the manager direction on that. We'll take a 2-minute break and go into closed session.
Thanks, David.
Have a big fun.
Thank you for your comment.
Nice green jeans.
Thank you.
Mr. Green?
Yeah, just
Captain Kangaroo.
2 minutes.
Right. I don't remember any other. There were other characters, right?
Oh, yeah.
You remember anybody else?
I have to think about it.
Yeah.
So who's this Brian dude?
Brian A. Smith. They're the they're the consultant that the tribes, one of the tribes is using for where the Idaho Community Center is building the community center right next to the playground, across the street from the show.
Did you have any input from any of the Indian tribes for that?
Yeah, there was one tribe that was interested, and I don't remember which one. It might have been Svoboda.
And what did they do? They come and look at it?
They bring up, they have a consultant that comes up, and this consultant is Brian Smith.
I see.
That's the name of his firm. I don't know if he does the work.
Right.
Excellent.
So he's with whatever tribe that
was.
No. He's an independent consultant.
Anything to report after the close?
Tribes,
right.
Mr. Basically gives him a
tribe. Wait for us.
Yeah.